Is anything smaller than a creek around here?
Well, usually. Sometimes we speak of just a little bitty old drain down through the woods or places, or branch. Branch is usually considered a little smaller than a creek. And then to get on up to river, you know. But we go from the creek to a river. In our language, you know, speaking of streams.
But there's nothing between a creek and a river, you said. A creek doesn't go to a river.
Not that I know of. Not that I know of. We don't, not anything we call it. We say branch, we'll go down on that branch there in the pasture or something like that, and then a creek.
Well, I just feel like I'm sitting up so high up in here. Why is that? I mean, you can look down, it seems everywhere around.
The elevation is very high here. I live right down below here on a pipeline one time. They put a pipeline through my place. And they told me that I was on the highest elevation that they'd found coming from the coast up here. That was the highest elevation that they had. They take an elevation of those high spots, you know, and low spots too, I guess, up down that pipeline. And they said that was the highest elevation, and I'm just about the same height here, I guess. But I don't know just exactly what our sea level is here. I've heard, but I don't remember. But the elevation is pretty high, and we are on a pretty high hill right here.
Well, you wouldn't speak of this as a mountain, though.
Oh, no, not here.
Are there any of those around here?
No, the nearest thing that I'd even call a mountain, and I don't know if they already call them mountains out here in West Texas, out around Atlanta and Fredericksburg and back out in there, back other side of Austin, back up there. I call them mountains, but I don't know whether those people out there even call them mountains or not, you know. They're not very many feet high, 200-300 feet high.
Well, over there, out across this road from here,
mm-hmm.
in that pretty hill, that there are places there where the land just seems to rise up a little bit above the other elevation. Why?
Oh, yeah.
What do you call those places?
A hill.
Just a hill on a hill?
Mm-hmm. Hill in the valley. Speak of going over the hill into the valley, you know. You can go over on top of that hill, and you're way up on top of that high hill, and you can see down in the valley, you know, down in there. What used to be the hay meadow. Of course, I've turned it out into pasture now. It's a pasture, but it's down in the valley, right on the creek.
Is there anything smaller than a hill, any elevation?
No, not that I know of. We just call them hills, and level land and hills.
What about the
sloping, slopes, because they have slopes, you know. They call them slopes, you know, that goes off from a hill down to the valley. They call that the slope. Go from the valley up the slope to the top of the hill.
Well, you know the thing you open the door with? You turn to open the
door?
Yeah,
doorknob.
Do you ever speak of a knob, like it's a piece of land?
Knob? No.
Small knob or a knoll, anything like that?
No, just knoll.
Speak
of a knoll. A knoll is just a high place in land. That's what we all call a knoll. It might not be over. A little old knoll could be just not over 2 foot high, something like that. You know, we speak of a hill, as we think of a hill as more or less as of a large place, you know, in uprising in the land. And a knoll, it could be just most anything. You see any place that's above the level, you know.
Now, you know, you spoke of those mountains out West Texas way. Do they drop straight off on the sides?
Not straight off, but some of them are pretty straight off. Some of them are straight off, you can't hardly get up them.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you call a place like that where you just drop straight off?
Well, just, they speak of cliffs on the side of a mountain, you know, cliffs, but I don't know what I ever particularly call them. I deer hunted out around Llano and Fredericksburg, and of course it's rocky. Those mountains are just covered with rock, just rock and cactus, all kind of thorns and stuff like that, you know, cactus bushes and everything, prickly pear. And you'd have a pretty good time working your way up to the top of that thing. You'd have to hold the rocks and go around and be careful where you stepped, you know. But of course, it is just, I wouldn't know just what percent elevation it was, but it is pretty steep. Pretty mean to climb up. I mean, it's a good place to get up there to hunt for deer. You'd get up there above the deer, and they'd be walking along the valleys down below, you see, and they wouldn't see you up there. And that's where we hunted mostly, up on the side of those cliffs.